Tablet 8. The fifth chakra controls the real factor. The corresponding kosha is the fifth one. A blissful state of mind will be experienced in this level. The etheric reality and the purpose of this manifested creation will become clear to the person. People who feel they are in touch with some ethereal beings are in this level. They usually and strongly feel they are a channel for this or these beings. The angelic music, the music of the spheres, melody of God, can be heard in this state. Many other beautiful experiences will be felt and great powers are gained in this level. It is so enchanting that many will be trapped in this state and will be lost in going further in their spiritual progress. They might completely forsake the external world and start to enjoy this state of knowledge, power, and bliss. It is not the highest spiritual achievement. They are still bound by Maya, related to the fifth kosha or sheet. These all are still the illusion of separation from God, Maya. Heavenly experiences as a place occur in this state. It is in the sixth chakra that all illusion of separation, koshas, from God is shattered and no trap remains. Then such a person becomes a pure channel from the Most High, direct from God, with no intermediary. Such a person is a true light worker, Paravipra. This is the highest achievement on earth. As it can be seen in the greatest sign, the first sign is also the last one. The first sign is the awakening of the spiritual forces, Kundalini. The Kundalini resides in the first chakra before it arises to higher ones. When it reaches the seventh chakra, a person is in pure consciousness. The first sign, which is the last one also, I am the first and the last, therefore, shows the process of awakening the spiritual forces and reaching pure consciousness. This process can be achieved by following spiritual practices such as meditation, breathing, chanting, etc. The rest of the greatest sign, however, not only will help the kingdom of heaven to be established on earth, but also will accelerate the processes of reaching pure consciousness. After a person starts to do spiritual practices, then the next step in the greatest sign is to also live in a community. By being around others, the propensities mentioned above will manifest in stronger intensity than living alone or escaping to the mountains. Therefore, a person will become aware of them with a greater impression on his consciousness. Then the person in the community also has to overcome being self-centered. By trying not to be self-centered, he will again see how selfish and attached he is to the external world. His fears and other propensities which exist in him will again manifest themselves in a greater manner, so the process will be accelerated again. Remember, the person still is doing spiritual exercises and will continue to do so to the seventh seal. He meditates and goes deep inside to see how the forces are working within and without. As these propensities become more intense, the deeper the realization of their existence will be felt through meditation, and eventually they will fall away and be no more. With each propensity overcome, one is one step closer to perfection, God. The next step is to become a channel for God and submit unto Him. With this practice, he realizes he should not be attached to his spiritual power, gained or experienced, that he feels. This will prevent any further karma. Also, when he reaches the fifth level of consciousness, he will not be trapped by its enchanting effects. He will know these all are a part of God, and the most important thing is to use these acquired powers and this knowledge toward helping others to progress. Therefore, he will pass this trap in the fifth level and become a great spiritual force, light worker, and will eventually reach pure consciousness. Therefore, again, with the eternal divine path, the possibility of being lost in the path is minimized. It will guide a person directly to God, not to ethereal beings and many traps in the path.